Wadi Shehrat, a steep rock rising high above the Vltava River. A church with two spires outlined against the skies, and a little lower down, a Romanesque rotunda, which could tell us more about those days of long, long ago that time has surrounded with myth and legend. Here was the first seat of the Czech ruling princes. Here Princess Libuše had a vision of the town whose glory would reach the stars. Here the first pages of the history of Prague were written, some steeped in blood, some ringing with battle songs, some singed by flame, and many crowned with garlands. Prague, your string of memories is long, and the more dust of the past ages settles on your walls, the more beautiful and enchanting you are. Magnificent in your festive garb, adorned with jewels of all styles, Romanesque and Gothic, Renaissance and Baroque, with gems of modern times. Your walls resound with old majestic hymns. In your battle songs, the smell of gunpowder mingles with the fragrance of lilac blossoms. Your name resounds with a clash of swords and the thunder of cruel wars. With gentle tones of the singing lyre of your musicians and poets. That is your symbol of life, Prague. A symbol which can be seen in every stone, in every tower, in your churches, cloisters, palaces, in the gables of houses, in almost every street. But enough of dreams. Let us turn to the life of our modern age. Come with me to the center of the Prague of today, to Wenceslas Square. We shall go up the stone steps of the National Museum and for a while watch the colorful film unwinding before our eyes. The endless streams of cars and trams and people passing the bronze statue of good King Wenceslas. Give me your hand, and we shall join those going down.